Hold on. All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and looking at a very stone Mario, we're about to start Saturday morning Red Tunes with Super Mario Brothers Super Show. I'm sorry we forgot to give it to you guys. It was weird. We had some crazy shit go on, and we're bringing it to you now. So let's get going. You ready for Mario?
Yeah.
All right.
Paisanos, it's the Super Mario.
Paisanos means kids, by the way. We're the Mario Brothers, and plumbing's the game. Not like the others will get all the fame. If you think it's in trouble, you can call us on the double. Professor than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. Hooked on the brothers. So, you're for a treat, so hang on to it, you see. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You think Koopas, the Koopas, the princess and the others. Hanging with the brothers, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
You know Luigi and Mario are nuts about this guy. But I forgot. Alright, okay, you forgot. Okay, look, the only thing we can do now is make sure that we keep them out of muscle touching range, alright?
Muscle touching range?
Let's hope that Lalo Zeta doesn't get to our place before we do.
It's the Mario Bros. Balance the game. The secret world, so we're working on the drain. The hand in the mushroom land. We hooked on the brothers.
Now we've a Koopa and his Koopa's an optimist behaving.
Taking out the brothers, special land needs saving.
Can't
help but be hooked on the brothers.
Mario's Magic Carpet.
Aladdin's lamp. Princess Toadstool needed its magic to free her people from King Koopa's evil clutches.
Mamma mia! We should have rented a camel with air conditioning.
Water! I'll even settle for some meat sauce. Hey, a waterfall!
Meat sauce, eh?
A nice
I've never been out in the desert long enough to get a mirage, but I've heard that they are a real deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see them on the freeway all the time in the summertime when it gets hot and it looks like there's water in the road and you get close.
Oh, yeah.
That's a mirage.
A swimming pool? Where?
What? I think people see stuff like that because the body craves water so bad that it just starts fucking seeing water. It's like, there's water. Where's water?
Ah, it appears I have visitors dropping in. Splendid! Once again, my fake swimming pool trick worked.
Ah! He looks like one of those dancers.
And who are you?
My dear, I am the magnificent Sultan Pajba. This is my luxurious palace, where you and your companions will be my miserable slaves forever.
Of course.
That's a generous offer, pass your pal, but we'll pass. Guard, throw them in the slave quarters, but bring me the pretty one.
Oh! But bring me the pretty one!
The women! Oh. For the women! When you join my harem.
Oh! Wow! He just asked her to...
Harems are from the stupid olden days.
I like the stupid olden days!
That's what I'm gonna title this episode. I like the stupid olden days.
And use its magic to escape and feed the princess. It's pretty thick glass. But this baby has cut food.
Get a pizza cutter.
So what's all the magic mumbo jumbo about that lamp? What do you do? Pull a rabbit out of it?
Come on, Luigi. Don't you know the legend of Aladdin? There's a powerful genie inside, and he can't
stop flapping your wings. Someone's coming.
Sire, the princess is impossible. She refuses to wear the harem veils and roller skates.
Oh shit!
No matter. And roller skates. I already placed an ad in the harem recycler, offering her to the highest bidder.
The harem recycler,
damn!
Quick, we gotta find a safe place to make this lamp work.
Mario, don't try to kid me. How could a genie be in that lamp?
See for yourself. All I gotta do is rub it. Are you really magic? I mean, really magic? Are you a genie?
Hey, stupid. What else could I be cooped up in this cramped lamp?
Shantae's grandmother.
Hey, looks like you rubbed her the wrong way.
Terrific. A lousy lamp stuck on my foot. I hope you're satisfied.
Didn't mean to bother you.
Damn.
But we need your magic.
We put her back in the lamp. I bet he did.
I'll give you 3 urns of dried dates for her. That's my final offer. I won't take less than 54 urns of chopped chicken liver.
Damn. 54 urns of chopped chicken liver.
More cheerful than baked lasagna. More desirable than pepperoni. I humbly beg you to save the princess.
Stop whining. I'll see what I can do.
Maybe it was a magic smell instead of a magic spell.
You made a magic smell!
Uh-oh, you're taking his one-liners.
You don't have to make a stink over it, you know? Oh, no! Koopa flew to Coop!
Man, I think like 10 dads wrote this show. Full of dad jokes.
Yeah. Hey, these are the jokes we grew... What the...
No idea
what is. I don't remember this.
I didn't see where those came into play.
Well, we guess we're gonna find out.
For a long, torturous journey, princess.
Where are you taking me?
Far, far away, where your Budinsky buddies can never save you. Koopa's getting away. We need your hocus pocus. Can you make us fly?
Fly? Do you know what a drain that is on me?
No problem. Any drain you got, we can fix. We're plumbers.
Tell you what,
crease your palm with a gold coin.
Now you're talking. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Make them fly. I need the dough. Hey, how did I do that? I got an idea. Let's check out one of those used flying carpet lots.
Wow.
This is where you get off.
Yeah! Well, damn.
Oh no! Quicksand! She would have already been drowned.
Man. Yeah, she's been dead.
At that rate.
He's like, well, I've killed the princess. Like to be. He literally killed the fucking princess now.
Why
he's like,
did he even pay for her? Why didn't he just kill her?
Right.
Koopa, where's the princess? She's playing in the sand.
She's already
dead. Yeah, she's already. It's like she jumped out or something. It's like. A dozen pigeons.
Thanks, guys. That sand was the pits.
Here come all the pigeons. Oh, they're pigeons. Oh man, and they're eating the damn carpet.
This is where I get off. It's no use. Pigeon's favorite food is company. Hey, I just remember. I speak pigeon.
What? Wow, this is a trait we never knew that Luigi had.
Oh, he speaks retard.
much really yummy carpet to head for Koopa.
Oh, shit! He's like, I'm gonna make your life miserable! That's guest married. Alright, I'm married. Now it's... make your life miserable!
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Oh no.
Mario, Luigi? You here?
Oh.
Who is that?
He's a wrestler.
Wrestler, yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, a famous one. A well-known one. I think it's
Oh, there it is. Maybe there. Oh, that is them dressed.
Yeah,
up.
It is. Smoochin' time! Not for you!
Let's go!
Why? You're supposed to be guarding the Triforce.
Well,
excuse me, Princess!
It's smelly.
It's like Larry's.
Yeah. But that's not the wrestler's name.
Maybe.
Luckily, you're not too late. And Marianne, good to see you. Luigi, can I talk to you?
Sure. What is going on here?
Lyle, I'm sorry, Mario, when I went to Christmas.
Wow.
As I called you when I met your cousin.
Yeah, no, sorry about that.
Luigi went to look for Mario and you. I'm starting to get worried. I better go look for them.
Oh, good idea, Marianne. And while you're up there, check out Alaska.
Well, don't forget tonight about the dancing.
Dancing?
Hey, Lyle. Whoa, I can't believe it. The guy's a legend. And Lyle, good to see you.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see you in pants.
Oh, Mario. Luigi, we're all over this poor guy. I got here just in time. Could you please excuse my dumb cousins, Lyle?
Woohoo, Lyle! Lizzie, we have to say goodbye!
Goodbye? I thought you wanted to go dancing!
Luna, we just spotted Mel Gibson, and we're gonna track him home!
Wow! Mel Gibson, huh? Uh-huh. Man, that's back in the day before you couldn't put him in much.
What's wrong?
I'm looking forward to going dancing. And you're letting Mel Gibson take my girls.
The nerve of that Mel Gibson.
You're such a killer, Lyle.
If you see Mel Gibson, tear off the shit for us, would you?
What?
Till next time, everybody!
Lyle Lozado.
Lyle Lozado.
Yeah. Okay, so that has a lot of things that would never fucking fly in this day and age. Oh my god, I was like, they're gonna fucking cross dress and touch all over the guy. Oh man, this is just his normal shit back in the 80s. But oh wow, that was something. That was definitely, I didn't even know they did cross dress and shit, but he's like, I think you're a Looney Tunes. Try to say that to a fucking trans person now and see what happens to you.
This is how I identify. So you identify as a Looney Tune.
I think you're a Looney Tune. See, the world used to be a place where fucking shit was proper, and now it's like, now you can like dress. No. The thing is, now you can fucking actually dress like that, and people are supposed to take you seriously. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, as funny as that was, oh, but this is my identity. It's like, what? Right. Are you serious?
All right, back, I want to say 2000, 2001-ish, I went to our community college here in town.
Yeah.
And basically, there was a black man dressed up as a woman, had a wig.
Every night.
Would wear, wore like something you'd think a black grandma would wear more than a younger, but he is a young guy, and you talk about the jokes I heard about him, and the, oh my god, does he not know everyone can see him, and what the hell, I mean, I said, he's a long way from California, but now you wouldn't get away with that.
Oh, hell no, it's, yeah. Man, it's over.
But you know, oh, man. How we've come in 20 years.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, that's going to be it for Grimm's Saturday morning Red Tunes.
Identify as a porn star and I refuse not to be treated as such.
Right. All right. We'll see you guys next time.